It's time to get your life back on track. Do you feel that sometimes your life needs some figuring out? Well, let's figure it out together. Join your host, Tamaron, for an hour of simple and basic tips to help you live a more meaningful life in every aspect, from basic health to deep relationships and life direction. Now, here's your host, Tamaron.
Welcome to this fun-filled interactive hour with me, Tamaron. I would like to take a quick minute to tell my listeners today what I believe can empower you. I honestly believe that the core issues of our physical ailments are emotionally based. So in other words, if we can figure out the real emotion that you are experiencing in your life today, then you can find ways to deal with your emotions in a positive way and see how the physical part of your body is affected and watch for improvements. Of course, once you get started, there are many other factors that can also help your physical body through a cleaner diet, proper exercise, and lots of interesting healing modalities. Once clients start to understand their emotional body, the pattern that I tend to see is that people begin to feel better about themselves, they have a more positive outlook on their life, they feel inspired to learn more and to go deeper into their own bodies. They sometimes realize that their personal boundaries about themselves become stronger, and therefore the dynamics of their relationships with other people are enhanced on a more open communicative level. Lastly, I see that people start to look for hobbies or jobs that have a deeper, more spiritual meaning for them. People then want to share what they've learned about themselves because they feel stronger and happier as each day goes by. Their whole life changes, and it is a beautiful experience for me to watch this. I love to work with people, and I love to see them grow. So that is the true purpose of my show, to teach my guests and my listeners to learn how to connect with their emotions, whether it is positive or negative, and learned how to listen to what your own body is telling you. I learned this about myself and it changed my life. I still have lots more to learn and want to encourage the same in others. This can also be a fun process. It doesn't have to be so serious. So once we understand the positive and the negative aspects to our emotions, we learn that we need both parts. I would like to encourage anyone listening today who has a health issue or to call in and ask questions. The number is toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. And you can always email me, and if I see a pattern of physical problems, then I would be willing to create a show around a specific health problem and help to provide some answers for you. So remember, my email address is Tamaron, T-A-M-M-E-R-O-N at figureitoutlive.com. So today I have a guest here with me. His name is Mark Allen Granger. He is what he calls himself, the inspirational marketer. Great guest. What I'm going to do first, though, before I read you his bio and bring him on, I'm going to read a really small poem that I saw today. I love to share other people's work while I'm on the show as well. So I usually share some quotes, and usually it's a poem or prayer that somebody else has written that I feel connects me to other people as well. And so I love to pass this on. And this was written by a lady by the name of Tia Sparkles Singh. And I found this online. She posted this in 2011. So basically what this says is, you are amazing as you are. Stronger than you know, more beautiful than you think, worthier than you believe, more love than you can ever imagine. Passionate about making a difference, fiery when protecting those you love, learning, growing, not alone, warm, giving, generous, quirky, sexy, funny, smart, flawed, whole, scared, brave, and so, so much more. Be strong, be confident, and be you. So when I saw that online today, I thought, how perfect to have a man like Mark, who is a man who empowers women. And I was so excited to have him on my guest, as my guest today on my show, because, you know, a lot of us are out there believing that, you know, in order to really move people forward, in the world today is to really work on the issues that women are having. And, I'm just going to quickly read you Mark's bio, and then we're going to bring him on because he's a funny guy and he's going to share some wonderful information with all of us today. So with Mark, while he was studying to become a marriage and family therapist, and he was obsessed for a deeper understanding of gender roles, Mark witnessed that a woman's power lies in the expression of her heart. He realized this requires tremendous courage, personal reinvention, and a powerful strategy designed specifically to handle the pushback from men and society. Mark knew his destiny lied on another path, so he left his graduate program and reinvented his own self by facing his biggest fear, selling. Since then, Mark has executed over 450 branding and promotional campaigns for clients like McDonald's, Budweiser, and hundreds of visionary entrepreneurs, 85% of which are ambitious women, entrepreneurs, and executives. Hearing the world's cry for a more intimate model of business, Mark founded the Heart-Centered Influence Institute for Visionary Women, where he provides collaboration, videos, and coaching to stand strong as leaders that inspire global change on his website called womenofglobalimpact.com. So, Mark, thank you so much for agreeing to be a guest on my show today.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to living up to that wonderful quote that you started us off with today.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
I know. It was just so perfect. I literally found that about an hour ago, and I thought, this is the great way to open the show today.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, because it really is about what we think about ourselves. I mean, me being myself as a woman and, you know, learning how to market myself and to get my message out into the world when I'm taking that big challenge that you talk about in your bio there, it really is a reflection of what you think of yourself.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the reasons why ultimately the work that I do really comes down to a lot of identity work. And I think right now, just the nature of the way the world is, it's causing us to look inward and really start to see the shifts that are taking place all across the world. So as I think as a species and as a society, we are changing, and therefore our self-concept is changing too. And we've got to be looking inward to see how those changes are affecting us on a personal individual basis, so that we can then turn around and be a part of the fray, a part of the action, a part of that growth, so that we get more joy out of life and do the things we want to do.
Yeah. Oh, I totally hear that. And, you know, just even reading your bio there, it's like, you know, when you talk about, you know, how are women handling the pushback from men in society? Yep. You know what? I totally relate to everything you're doing. So I want to make sure that, you know, we really empower the listeners a little bit here today. So I've really got some specific questions that I really want to ask you that are going to be key. So I really want to zone in on that too. And just get going here. Could you tell us in your mind, like, why do you think the communication component is so critical?
You know, I think it's really interesting. To me, communication is everything. It really, the better you communicate, the better your life. And it just seems to be there's this correlation that everything around communication has to do with everything that you're experiencing in your world. Because a lot of people think that communication is about the choice of words that you say or how you respond, which is a big part of it. But ultimately, your communication stems from your consciousness.
Yeah.
And so you've got to be working on who you are in your consciousness, because then you start to communicate in a way that allows you to express what's true and then to be able to touch and improve packed lives from that space.
Yeah. And that's just it. You know, if I was to think back, you know, I'm going to say, like, I'll go back 15 years to, you know, when I was still married at the time and really struggling with the relationship and just being so scared, like sitting in a therapist's office to actually speak my mind. Because, you know, I was afraid to speak up because I had these visions. Well, if I do really say what I want to say, then A, this will happen, or B, this will happen, or C, this will happen. And none of it was true. None of it was true. And what I learned was that, you know, when I was just learning how to speak up, but understanding what I was feeling first, like I found I couldn't speak up because I really didn't know what I was feeling.
Yes, I think that's critical. And going back to that self-awareness component, you know, what are you feeling? I think one thing that people need to understand is we're never really angry or upset or happy for the reasons that we think.
Exactly.
You know, and so we've got to understand that a lot of our emotions are a choice. We think emotions happen to us. We don't understand that ultimately on that consciousness level, we are creating emotions by what we do and by what we think. And so we want to start to get to a space to where we start to make choice on how we feel, because we can choose how we respond to the situations in our life.
Exactly it. And, and that's what I say to people. My biggest learning curves were when I took a situation or challenge and I just chose to, how can I look at this different? Like, what is it I'm not seeing? Or do I need someone to help me see it? Or do I need someone else's interpretation? And it's like that split second in a moment of time where you literally, you see something from the other point of view and go, oh wow, now I get it.
Yes.
It was never bad, and those moments are amazing. And so that's what I find even working with clients myself that, when I hear the stories, right, with people, I listen to their stories and I go, okay, yeah, I get that. I hear your story, but what are you feeling? And how can I help you interpret your story in a different light? And literally, Mark, you can change. Yeah, I mean, sure, you can change someone's life in 10 minutes.
Absolutely. It only takes a moment for something to land and a shift to occur. That's why I think when you look at communication, what we're really looking at doing is the shifting of perception.
Yeah, that's it.
And when you can help someone perceive themselves in a more enlightened way. When I say enlightened, I mean in a more truthful way, to really understand that there is really no sense of deprivation in our life. That's all illusion.
Yeah.
So when we can start to see that, our mind creates illusion, our heart and soul knows truth. And our whole world is about learning how to navigate and understand that what is really true, even though there may be things outside of us that are screaming that, no, this is true, and it's not. It's the perception that we're operating from.
Yeah, the perception that we believe is true.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so I hear you. And you know what? When you get, for me personally, just learning that years ago, I don't want to say that it never happens to me, where a challenge comes up in my life and I have to sit back and I have to teach myself how to see it from a different point of view. But because I've done it, I can do it faster when it happens. So I don't get caught up in it as much anymore. Like, I don't get the stress or anxiety. People say to me, how come you're not stressed about this? I go, because I know all the things that are happening in my life are opportunities for me to grow. They weren't negative. It's just a challenge for me to really reconnect with myself on a deeper, more, I'm going to say the word spiritual, on a more spiritual level. Because if I'm not growing as a person, I'm not living. Right?
Absolutely. I have to kind of laugh because there's a certain kind of rhythm that we have. There's a kind of this in and out, back and forth rhythm that feels really good, where you're on the outside, you're going through your day. But then there's those moments, Tamron, where you go on the inside and you realize that you may have an intellectual understanding about what we're talking about here. But the real important takeaway is to understand that while you can think about it intellectually, we want to start moving to a space of doing, so that when you're in that moment of uncertainty, because that's the challenge, is learning to be in uncertainty and allowing things to unfold. And seeing that as the space of manifestation in your life. And when you can be in that space of uncertainty and just see that it's this beautiful, juicy, sexy space where anything can happen, now you're able to be where there can be a lot of chaos going along, but you're in that space observing it from this space of witness. And now you're in a place where you're not reacting, but you're allowing it to unfold, and then you can make real choice.
Yeah. The only word that comes to mind as you're telling this story is the word surrender. That's all I'm hearing in my head.
Yes.
That's really what it was about. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago on my show, actually on August the 16th with a very good friend of mine. We were talking about detoxing and, the nutritional component of, but whatever. But it literally is about surrender and surrender when, when you're in that space of not knowing. Sometimes that's your, like you were saying, it's your opportunity to just be open and to be vulnerable, but allow yourself to be willing to bring other people in your life to help you through those moments, because we're not meant to know it all.
Absolutely not. I think that, you know, and what's interesting that I'm finding is that it just never ends. You're always under construction. You're always opening yourself up to something new, to love deeper, to feel more at peace, to more effectively share your life in a way that impacts the lives of others.
Yeah.
So we need to do it by design and with intention.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know what, Mark, I'm not going to ask you another question till we take a break because this is a good way to sort of end this part, because I want to move through, you know, what do we do next, with people. So you can share some of that. So people really understand what you do. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And I just want to remind everyone, this is Tamron and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more, because we're going to be asking Mark Ellen Granger some more great questions after the break.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
Live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Get motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. Coming soon.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron. You're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So today my guest is Mark Ellen Granger. Remember to check out his website, womenofglobalimpact.com. Amazing website there. I just want to remind all my listeners, you know, if you really feel connected with me, I'm always willing to offer private consultations myself. We can do things over the phone with technology. It's wonderful this time of year. So you can always email me for further information at Tamron, T-A-M-M-E-R-O-N, at figureitoutlive.com. And also, the best way to email me is click the email host button that's on the host page of Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. That email actually comes directly into my email box. It doesn't go to the radio station, so people get confused over that. I actually read it right away. So fast way to connect. I want to remind you all that my 28-day program, which is called the Elixir of Life, starts every 28 days. It's usually the middle of the month. It's a 28-day personal transformation program. Basically, it's an intimacy program where we work as a group and we get together on the phone for at least an hour to an hour and a half every week. And then I give you all kinds of wonderful bonus materials. I send you recipes, nutritional tips, my own personal journal that I use. We have all kinds of topics of discussion. So it's a great group and it's a lot of fun. You also have an opportunity to win to be in this program. It's a value of $1,400 Canadian. So remember to always stay tuned in to the end of my show, because I always tell you the details on how one person every month can actually win to be in my program. It's my way of giving back. So I love doing that. So what I want to do is quickly get back to Mark, because he's got some great stuff to share with us. But I always like to start with a quote. So here is a great one. It says here, when you forgive, you heal your own anger and hurt and are able to let love lead again. It's like spring cleaning for your heart. And that was actually written by a woman by the name of Marcy Shimoff. So I found that online. So Mark, what do you say to that quote?
Oh, I think it's spot on. I mean, forgiveness is really the core of everything. And what's interesting is we don't know how to forgive. I don't think we've ever been really taught that. And there seems to be this need in us to hang on to resentment, hang on. It's like if we can stay angry, we can stay resentful. It gives us a sense of power. There's this energy in us that makes us feel like we're in control. And when you let go of that, it just creates a space for us to really land and really connect.
Yeah, it's true, because it's actually draining us. It's not giving us any power. It's keeping us empty.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, I struggle with that in my own personal life as well. So once that happened to me and I was able to forgive, you know, and I've talked about this a lot on my show, it's not forgiving what they did. It's focusing on to forgive the person, because we're all humans and we're not perfect, and people do make mistakes because we're all here to learn, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, Mark, I got to ask you. This is a burning question I have for you. Can you tell me and our listeners, why is it you as a man chose to empower women?
That's funny. I always get that question. So I knew that was the one that was coming.
Go for it.
You know, I think what's interesting is my background in branding on some level created a double-edged sword, because they say ignorance is bliss, which I think is really true. Meaning, if you don't know what you don't know, sometimes you can move forward because that ignorance keeps you from having to overthink things. And what I learned, the first thing I learned when I got really good at branding, was at the center of every successful persona is one centralizing theme. So one of the biggest challenges that people have if they're in business or if they're marketing their marketing things is really getting clear. What is that centralizing theme to this product, to this program, to me as a person, especially with personal branding? So when I went into business, I knew I had to get really clear on that. And that's taken a lot. It's been a lot of struggle trying to clear away all the experience, all the education, really getting to the root of who I am. And the big challenge came from my relationship with my mom. My mom and I have an amazing dad, amazing mom, but my mom and I, basically, we come from the world of psychology, of codependence and enmeshment. So we love too much. And with that, there is also a blurring of boundaries. And when you're raised in that environment, it means that you're really looking for a sense of self through the other person as opposed to through yourself.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of this vacuum that I was put in as a kid. And my mom, she had a lot of masculine energy. She was more your get things done, do it right, having this high standard. And she wasn't a business person. She was a homemaker. And so her home was everything. And I was a big part of having to be a part of that. And my father, on the other hand, taught me a lot about the compassion and the sense of honoring women. So I got all this feminine energy stuff from my dad. Well, yeah, we could also go out and wrench on snowmobiles and motorcycles and do the man thing. But my mom was really more this masculine energy. So when I went into the world, I was very, very good at being able to connect with women, because I was always looking at how to connect with my mom. And I was very aware of what women experienced. For a lot of years, this created in me a lot of pain with my relationships, a lot of resentment and anger towards my mom. And it wasn't until I learned to start forgiving her and seeing the gift that she gave me, because in my 20s and early 30s, this challenge made my relationships very difficult. Even though I was doing all the work, I was doing the therapist, going to the seminars, reading the books, really recognizing that I needed to heal. And once I started getting really clear on that, and I started seeing, wow, 85% of my best clients are women. And I started seeing that I naturally worked well with women. And what was I doing? I was helping them get clear on their vision. I was helping them get clear, have the courage to speak their truth and then to put language and strategy behind what it is that they're trying to do in the world. So now I work with executive women and entrepreneur women to really help them get clear on a vision that goes from local to global, and then reverse engineer a strategy and the language that allows them to impact lives on a global scale. And I would never have been able to do that had I not had the experiences that my mom gave me. So I see how I was I chose my mom and that path almost on a spiritual level to be able to give me the tools and the experience I needed to impact lives now.
Well, absolutely. You know, because I believe, and I totally relate to your story, is, you know, we choose the people that we're here in this lifetime with. I honestly believe that. And it's a win-win for everybody. And I believe that sometimes when we have challenges and these difficulties in relationships, like we talked about earlier, when you can let go of all that anger around it, allows you to see that it was actually a gift.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know? So I totally get it, because I've done the same thing. I've done the therapy and, you know, I've read the books and stuff like that. But it is that forgiveness. And really, when you work on your parents, very, very empowering. And it's interesting because you talk about women. And to be honest, I prefer working with men, you know, because I have a very dominant male energy. You know, I decide, okay, what I'm going to do, and I do it and whatever. And I can't relate that well to women, but just in the industry that I'm in here, a lot of women come to me for advice. So I had to bow down and say, you know what, okay, I'm going to be willing to work with women, you know, and maybe down the road I'll do both, you know. But if these are the women that are coming to me, but, you know, it's interesting. So I'm going to save a little bit of that for later in the show, because I've got some questions for you. But, you know, I totally get it. So, you know, it's great that you see this path of, you know, working with women. But what could you share with our listeners that you think that the three things that women might be able to do to focus on being more effective leaders?
Well, I think first, women really need to realize that there really truly is a shift in consciousness on a global scale, which is directly correlating to women being more in a space of equality, total equality with men and women being totally equal.
Yeah.
And women, and so we need to understand that this isn't just a trend. This empowerment of women is not just a trend. It is a revolution that is a wellspringing up from the earth itself, from Mother Earth itself. And so you want to start seeing, okay, my role right now as a woman is to work on leadership skills from a feminine perspective, not a masculine perspective. And what does that mean? Well, there's basically three things that you need to be working on. Number one, you got to get really clear, clarity on why you're here, clarity on what you provide, what is the transformation you provide people, and how do you serve? Getting really clear on what you're meant to be doing. And understand that that's a process, but that it's a priority. Number two, you've got to get really good at understanding the power of connection and that we are here to connect. I was born and raised in Alaska and went fishing with my dad, 9 years old. Remember it like it was yesterday. And we were out on the open ocean, and it's beautiful there. And you see whales all the time in the Alaska waters. But on this one particular day, this whale was circulating the boat a couple of hundred yards out. Turns towards the boat, starts coming towards the boat, and I look up, and it's 150 yards out, 125 yards out. I start reeling in 100 yards out. I'm like, Dad, that whale's coming right towards the boat. So it just keeps coming closer and closer, and finally she disappears completely under the water, and there's that moment of just, is she going to sink the boat? Well, she came right up to the edge of the boat. I was literally able to look down into her blowhole. She went under the boat, came up the other side, and her big left eye was staring me square in the heart, and my heart's all pounding, and I was like in awe. She then just kind of sunk underneath the surface and disappeared, and I realized that was probably the first time in my life I was ever really truly inspired, and I think I made a decision about life on that day, and that is all living things are curious about the connection that lives, that automatic connection that we share, which is the life force. And connecting and communicating is much more about removing the barriers to that connection than it is to acquiring skills and tools. You can go out there and learn all the skills and tools to influence, persuade, lead, and they're all in your bucket, your toolbox. But they stay in your toolbox unless you start to remove the barriers to that natural connection that takes place. we automatically are drawn towards each other. We're automatically geared and built as communication machines to drive meaning out of connection, and especially women. So the first one is getting clarity. The second one is allowing connection to take place and making sure you understand how to build rapport and allow some intimacy to go into your to be created in your daily life. And then the third one is understand the art of collaboration, and that everyone's talking about collaborating right now, but it can be very easy to just be conversation that just kind of is great to talk about, but doesn't really do anything. So we want to make sure that there is a structure to your, there is a structure and a methodology to your collaboration. And that starts first with having a perspective. You got to be really strong and have an opinion and a perspective about things, because then it causes people to stop and think, and then they invite you into collaboration. And then from that, you start to have a structure where things can get done. So when you have clarity, connection, and collaboration, you are really massaging this, the skills of the future leader, which are more of that feminine quality, that feminine energy of connection and community.
Yeah, I totally relate with what you're saying. And, you know, just knowing what I've gone through in my own business for the last 3 years, and with it changing so much, what you talked about, just those three things, I can totally relate, because now it's like, you know, I can look at so many different components of what I do in a business, because initially my business was just like a little store where we made all handmade organic food for takeout, so it was reasonable for people. But what I found was that people needed emotional support, and even though they were coming in for the food, they really just needed someone to talk to. You know, the food comes later. They'll come back and support me because I helped them. But there was this huge gap that had occurred. And that's when I realized, oh, you know what? It isn't about the food. It really is about, yeah, providing that space for people. And every person coming in who sat there and talked to me would say to me, God, I feel so connected to you. God, you're so easy to talk to. Why do I feel safe? How come I just told you something I've never told anybody before ever in my life? And they may have stood there and told me a very dark, deep, personal thing standing in front of customers, like they were just so drawn to me. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, Mark, at first I didn't know what to do with it.
Right.
And
right.
I had to really start looking at it, because at the end of the day, I was exhausted and, you know, the bills weren't getting paid. And I thought, wait a minute, just like we talked about in the beginning of the show, this is that vast area of opportunity where I had to surrender to it and say, this is really what I meant to be doing. I may have created the store, but this is what the store provided me with. It showed me the way. It's like that movie Chocolate. That's exactly what happens to people. I have people coming in here who are looking for work. They're usually women who, you know, needed somewhere safe to go. They needed someone to talk to. And the people coming in are the same thing. So, you know, but again, looking at what you were saying, I needed to find that clarity. Like, what is my message? What is it I need to tell these people? Because I could tell them 100 different things, but what is it that rings true for me? Like, what is my message I want to give them?
You know, and the hardest thing around that is that there's so many things that we do want to share. It's about giving yourself permission what not to share, I think, is a big start. You know, getting, saying, okay, I can do that later. But for when it comes to the initial, what I would call communication platform, what is it that I stand for? What is my genius zone? What is my passion and my heart and my soul really wanting to carve out as a space that I fill in the world? Because when you do that, now you become this beacon of light that draws people.
That's right. And people are drawn to me. And, you know, that connection, that allowing myself to be vulnerable and to share my own stories, my own ups and downs, because I don't claim to be perfect. You know, people look at me, and if you don't know me, you think I have a perfect life. Oh, you have this, you have that. I go, are you kidding me? No, I didn't have a perfect life, but I chose to look at the challenges and, like we talked about earlier, see the light in them. And that's why I'm happy, because I was given these opportunities to find amazing things in my life. I just had to look at my life in a different way, a different perspective. So I love it. And you know what? I know I'm always going to have more challenges because, you know, I've taught myself ways how to deal with them. And now it's time to collaborate and network, which is really why I'm on the radio.
And it's a wonderful medium for that as well.
Oh, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing, because we don't know who's listening. And it's, you know, when you get these emails from people all around the world and they say, like, your show today changed my life, that is empowering.
Nice.
Yeah. So I love it. So Mark, guess what? It's time for another commercial. So we're going to take that real quick. And when we get back, there's a couple more things that I want to ask you. So I just want to remind everyone, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more with Mark Ellen Granger and his website, womenofglobalimpact.com.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
Live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Get motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. Coming soon.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out. Today, my guest is Mark Ellen Granger. Tagline on his website is Get Paid for What You Are Worth. He also has another amazing website, womenofglobalimpact.com. So please remember to check it out. So today we've been talking about how Mark works with women and how he empowers them to really understand who they are and to really get their worth out there so they can make a global impact. He shared a few things with us already. So before we get back into asking Mark some more questions, I want to share one little quote. It says here by Irma Bombeck, if you can't make it better, you can laugh at it. And to be honest, going through some of the challenges that I've had in my life, it certainly wasn't funny in the moment, but now that I've seen things from a different light, I think a lot of things that have happened to me are absolutely hilarious. And usually, and that's why I say, you know, I do things in a fun way. When people work with me in my 28-day program or one-day workshops or just sharing, stories in my consultations with people, literally, a lot of my stories, you know, I make it so funny that people are like, wow, yeah, I'll get to that point too, because literally you see how much you can learn about yourself. And if you can laugh at yourself, I think it's the greatest thing because, very empowering to do that. So, Mark, I have one really important question. I know a lot of women are going to be thinking this. I know for my own personal self, you know, these are some of the things that I struggled with too, and I still do when I have challenges. But what do you personally see as a man who's working with women? What do you see women struggling with the most with their own vision?
Well, I would say there's a couple things. Number one, they struggle with there's still a little bit of this perception in what I call the feminine gender culture, meaning the culture of women. And it makes sense because it's just been hammered into them for centuries that it's still a man's world. And I think that the first thing a woman needs to do is start to break free from that conditioning that says, you know, it isn't a man's world. It is becoming a woman's world. It is a place for me to be able to shine my light and to think big. You have been conditioned by society, by the oppression of men, to think small. And so you want to understand that that's kind of this automatic space to where you're not giving yourself the opportunity to realize that you can have a global impact from your living room, at your desk, with your children at your feet. And women have the ability to do that way more effectively than men because of the way that you're wired. So my first thing is give yourself permission to really think big, to make a shift in what it is that you honestly think that you can do. Reflect on your past, reflect on your pain, and see what does that put you here to do? Because I guarantee it'll allow you to see, you know what? I can think bigger around this. And it doesn't mean you have to have a huge global corporation and all this work and all this infrastructure. It just means that you're creating this space that says, this is what I stand for. This is where I'm going. I'm creating a movement. Join me. And when you do that, it makes everything in your life so much better. It invites that quality of collaboration and community. So that's the first place we start, is really helping a woman get clear on what is it that I deserve to go after in this world.
Yeah. And, you know, as a woman, it's so true. I can multitask. I can do 50 things at once if I choose to. Like, you know, it's right. It's the way my brain's wired. Like, I can be doing one thing and knowing, you know, that I've got to be doing something else. You know, so I do believe that women can actually have careers and still raise families and, you know, still work on themselves. For me personally, it's just finding that balance. And, you know, when I go through waves of struggling with it, where sometimes my own learning curves were I give too much away and I forget that I'm number one. And, you know, I should be focusing on me first before I give. And I know, you know, that old saying, give first and you receive. But at the end of the day, I'm a morning person. So if I'm not working on myself personally in the morning, it won't get done.
Yes. And I think that's the second next piece to thinking big, is that you got to really, truly, you have to have some kind of practice of rigorous self-care. And that's really hard for women. You got to understand, you've got to put yourself, you've got to condition your mind, your body, in order for it to be able to know what's expected of it for the day. Yeah. And so if you're going to expect to give to other people, to give to your children, your spouse, your life, your community, you've got to start by enriching yourself and giving yourself the fuel and the nourishment to create that focus and that execution to make that happen.
Yeah.
And it's a much more rewarding when you create those practices, those daily practices of self-care.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if I'm not happy to begin with, I can't give love and happiness to anybody else. I can't provide that nurturing for someone if I'm coming from a dark place where I'm angry that I don't have it in the first place.
That's right.
You know, and that's what I learned in therapy and codependence. I remember that first time I was sitting in a counselor's office and the woman said to me, I want you to go home and I want you to start thinking about what you can do for yourself 1 hour a day. And you know what my first thought was? This chick's crazy. An hour? She said an hour? I said to her, I can't even find 10 minutes. And she said to me, that's what you need to focus on. She says, because you don't even know who you are, because you've given yourself away. And that was huge for me. I'll never forget that. I thought she didn't know what she was talking about. I'm like, you should see my life. I have to do this. I have to do that. And it was like, no, no, no. So, you know, that slowly over years, it's like, yeah, no, I have to find out what's good for me. So yeah, absolutely. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk. It looks like we may have lost the call here, so I'm going to share a little bit about my personal stuff here and see if we can get Mark back on the call, because it seems like
I'm back.
There you are.
Yeah, all of a sudden it just ended, and then now we're back. So this is good.
There you go. Okay, so I was like, okay, I'm going to end the show myself. Hey, you know what? There's a challenge. I can work with it.
There you go.
Okay, so, you know, just like I said, you know, women struggle with this about their vision and, you know, their perception of things like that. What is your vision? Like, what do you see for you? You know, if you could share that with us, because, you know, you're teaching women how to have a big vision. So what is yours, Mark?
You know, I think when it comes down to that what is that central persona in my life is really about unleashing the feminine and balancing the masculine. So in that, I think it's very important. My vision is to really kind of create some real change. And I think the way that we do that is by lifting women up and supporting women into leadership roles. So my goal is to empower women all over the world to be able to get very clearly ask exactly what they desire so that we can create a community. And then we can start to go and, hey, here's an opportunity for us to elect a leader in the media. Here's an opportunity for us to lobby for a leader in education and really focus on media, education, politics, religion, and replacing mass men leaders, your traditional command and control, egoic, money-focused leaders with more compassionate women leaders that understand that we're going to have that profit is more than just money, but profit is really about how we touch people's lives. And we're going to run businesses, we're going to run organizations, communities, and governments so that it supports everyone and that everyone who touches it is lifted up to a higher level as opposed to just about the bottom line dollar. Yeah. That's when we're going to create real change, is when women come with this compassionate space into these leadership roles, because we're locked right now. We're wanting to change very quickly, but we're locked by the infrastructure of the masculine command and control. So we need to have women in those positions that change that to a more of a collaborative model as opposed to a competition model.
Yeah, I hear that. And you know what? This is one of my own personal quotes. And what I say a lot is, you know, I personally believe that if women were in political and, you know, big positions in the world everywhere, I honestly believe we'd never be at war.
I think so too. I agree.
Because you know what? As a woman, I don't like to see people argue. I think of it as my children. I would rather solve a problem than use physical violence or physical words to solve anything. I honestly don't agree with that. And, you know, and I bet you a lot of women think that way too. And, you know, it doesn't solve problems.
No, it creates problems.
It just creates more. Yeah. And so I that's one of my favorite things is like, yeah, let us get this one out there, because you know what? We long for that compassion. We long for that intimacy. And to be honest, I think people just need to learn how to tap into it. And that's why I love running my 28-day program, is because people say to me, God, you know, my whole life changed. That you just taught me how to be intimate. And I didn't know that's what was happening to people.
Mm-hmm.
That was the response I was getting. So it was like, wow, you know. So very, very empowering.
We are starved for a world of intimacy and meaning. So
yeah.
I think we all need to work together to bring more intimacy into the world of business, because I think we have the capability now to have more exposure of who we are, to be more intimate, to talk about the things that have typically been personal versus professional, and bring up all of who we are into the work that we do and make our work matter.
Oh, I totally agree with that. So, Mark, we're going to have to close soon. Can you let our listeners know, where can they look for you online? Is there somewhere you want to guide women?
You can. The best place to go would be go to markallengranger.com. These websites go to the same place right now, but it's Mark, M-A-R-K, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, Granger, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R.com. And when you're there, if you look on the side there, you'll see a blog post. And it says, if you reach down the side, it's I think the second or third one, it says Rise of the Woman, Influence from a Feminine Perspective. And I would just love for women to read that there, maybe make a comment. And if they'd like to opt in to be, you know, to know about upcoming events and programs, that would be awesome too. I would love to connect with them and have them be a part of the Visionary Woman movement and have us all work together to really create a global impact.
Awesome. Well, I'm certainly going to check it out. I'll put in my 2 cents worth.
Good.
I'm not shy.
You're not shy.
No, not at all. And I've had to learn that, because at one point in my life, it's not that I was shy. I just didn't speak my mind. There's a difference.
Right. There is.
And letting go of that fear. And that's what I had to learn. And there's a time and a place for everything. It's not always about just blurting things out, you know, but it's understanding when to just speak up.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay, so Mark, I want to again say thank you so much for being a guest on my show. You know, so remember, you guys, check him out. He says markallengranger.com. Again, if you have any questions for me, you can contact me by hitting the email host button page on the website here at voiceamerica.com, health and wellness channel. Now, I just want to remind everybody to ask yourself, did you learn anything by listening today? And are you understanding your body from a different perspective? Does this make more sense to you? Did we empower you? And would you like to learn more? If so, then I want to hear from you, because I have an amazing free gift that I'm willing to give out to one lucky person every month. But you have to click on the email host button on my host page with Voice America, Let's Figure It Out. You must send me an email through this site, and I will collect all the names from your emails and place them in a big lucky bowl. And I want to know what you learned about yourself after the specific topic that we discussed. You have to explain the theme of the show and what was your aha or your takeaway moment. Be specific, and everyone who enters has a chance every month to win to be in my personal signature program called the Elixir of Life. This is a 28-day personal transformation program where you are connected with me through weekly support calls, free nutrition tips, loads of simple yet delicious recipes, a free journal, and my signature remedy called the Elixir of Life, which helps to reduce anxiety and keeps you very grounded. So it's a value of $1,400 Canadian. If you want to know more or connect with me personally, do it now, because this is your chance, and I'm very excited to be offering this because it's my way of giving back. So, Mark, again, I want to say thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, Tamron, thank you. The work you're doing is incredibly important, and I'm so happy to be a part of what we've done. And thank you so much for allowing me to be on the call with you and supporting your work.
Oh, thanks again.
Thank you again for listening to Let's Figure It Out. Please join Tamron again next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Let's figure it out together again.